The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Does the Roman Catholic Church promote works as a condition for eternal salvation? That is what we will be thinking about and talking about today on Grace in Focus, and we thank you for joining us today. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. If you would like to find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society, find us at faithalone.org. We have many resources at that site. Also, you can find out about our online seminary offering an MDiv degree over a 3-year course of study. All of this at faithalone.org. Now with our question and answer discussion today, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Hayes.
I have a question for you today.
Okay.
It's a little quiz. It's a Jeopardy quiz. This was the final question in Jeopardy last night.
And is this going to lead to our question?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So it is connected. Okay.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
A roaming Catholic.
Oh, I see. I would say a Roman. A Roman, you know, kind of smooth it out.
A Roman
Catholic.
Now, you have a question from John about this very thing.
That's exactly right.
But not about the nun or the sleepwalking.
Well, the question may be related to what the Roman nun believes.
Yes,
maybe
exactly.
That would be the way to say that. He asked a very point blank question, and he says, is the Catholic Church a group that promotes works salvation? Or another way he would say that is, does the Catholic Church teach a false gospel?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Next question.
But it does bring up a number of issues, because even among flexible free grace people, there's a large percentage of them that would say, yes, the Catholic Church preaches a works salvation.
Yeah.
But it is a saving salvation, because
right.
The Catholic Church believes that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was born of a virgin, that he's the second person of the Trinity, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and that he's coming back.
I mean, there's a lot of Orthodox theology in the Catholic Church, just
right.
Like, obviously, in the Orthodox Church, right?
Right.
Both the Eastern and Western churches have a lot of solid theology. They're correct on the deity of Christ, right? They're correct on his virgin birth and his bodily resurrection on the third day. Now, they don't quite get the cross right. They don't really believe in the finished work of Christ, but some people would argue maybe they do, but they do believe that Jesus died on the cross. In the case of Roman Catholics, they believe he keeps on dying, right? Every time
the Mass.
They take the Mass, which is kind of odd. I've never understood, why is it that the parishioners get to take the wafer, but they don't get to drink the wine? How is that fulfilling what the New Testament talks about? I don't know. They end up and do that, and the priest ends up and drinks the wine for the congregation or something? Is that the idea? I don't know.
Yeah, he drinks it. He drinks it at the end, right?
I think.
Everybody, they dip it in, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh, the priest, well, unless they've changed it, they just put it on your tongue.
Oh, that's
right.
They
take
yeah.
it and put it on your tongue. And so anyhow, I don't know. But the question is, what does the Roman Catholic Church teach you must do in order to have everlasting life? Or probably the way they put it would be to be saved.
Right.
And in their view, it's a sacramental system.
In right.
other words, there are seven sacraments. And the seven sacraments all contribute toward you getting into heaven, right?
Yeah. And of course, they teach that. How I don't know how they would word it. You don't go straight there unless you're a super saint, right? You go to purgatory.
Yeah, you're going to spend anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand years in purgatory. Now, people can buy candles and burn candles and say prayers for the dead, and that will help expedite their move out of purgatory.
Right.
But ultimately, they're going to get into the third heaven.
If they're a good Catholic, right?
Well,
or if they're
used to be, you had to be a good Catholic.
Right.
Today, I think the Pope teaches that pretty much all religions lead to the kingdom. And
if you're faithful in that religion, like for example, if you're
a
depraved,
faithful Buddhist or something.
No, I'm talking about if you're an immoral person or you're an atheist. If you're an immoral atheist, I'm assuming they would say you're going to be in hell then.
I don't think the Pope's to the point of universalism yet.
Right, right.
But he seems to be moving in more liberal directions from what I can tell. But yeah, they talk about implicit faith for like the devout Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim.
Or the devout Protestant,
say,
right?
Or yeah, even the devout, well, in the case of the Protestant, they'd probably say they have explicit faith in Christ, even though it's maybe misguided. Of course, today most Protestants don't believe in justification by faith alone. They may profess to believe it, but in reality, they believe that it's by faith plus works.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking last night about a famous author that, did you hear it? Was it a video or what? The guy was coming right out and saying you can't be born again by faith in Christ. I think he was speaking at a huge Baptist church in Houston.
Right. If there's typical lordship or Reformed or Calvinistic doctrine that if you don't have works, then you're not really saved.
Yeah.
And
that was in a Southern Baptist church.
Right. And that was
a big one.
And I didn't see the congregation, but by the applause. And his definition of good works was speaking out against the cultural rot that we see. For example, speaking out against critical race theory in the schools, speaking out against transgenderism.
Abortion.
Right.
Didn't he say if you don't?
That's right. If you don't. He compared it to the third servant in the parable of the talents. And he said the third servant who buries his talent.
Which we'd say is a believer who is unfaithful and misses out on ruling with Christ. But he's saying that person goes to the lake of fire.
Because he is silent. And so if you are silent about these things, then you're really not saved.
So he's telling people, if you're not out there speaking out against abortion.
Right.
You're going to hell.
Yeah, these other issues.
If you're not speaking out against transgenderism, you're going to hell.
Yeah, and
same-sex marriage, you're going to hell.
And it was sad because he's speaking in a Baptist church.
And this isn't Roman Catholic.
No.
Of course, Roman Catholics today, I mean, our president is a Roman Catholic, and from what I can tell, he's pro-abortion, at least in his politics.
Right.
He probably says personally he's against abortion, but he believes that women should have the right to choose, something like that. I don't know. I think I saw some study that said among American Roman Catholics, a high percentage of them believe in abortion.
Sure. And birth
didn't
control.
Used to be that way 50 years ago, but
right.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
The other issue here, though, that always comes up when we discuss this issue is there's another way to ask this question. Are there believers in the Catholic Church?
Oh, of course.
And the answer to that question is yes.
But not because of Roman Catholic doctrine, in spite of Roman doctrine. But how do they come to faith? In my opinion, the way 99.99% of them come to faith is because somebody outside the Roman Catholic Church has an influence on them.
Sure.
Whether it's they're hearing something on the radio like this, they're talking to a friend at work, they're talking to one of their relatives, and this person talks to them about the fact that everlasting life is a free gift and the giver is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that if we simply believe in him, we have eternal life, and he promises we'll never hunger, we'll never thirst, we'll never die, we'll never perish, we'll never be cast out. And they get it, and they come to faith. Well, they may stay in the Roman Catholic Church.
And a lot of times they do.
And if they do, they're a born-again person in the Catholic Church. Unfortunately, a lot of those people eventually are going to go back to their old way of thinking.
Sure.
But they're still born again.
Exactly.
Because once you're born again, you're always born again. So there are Roman Catholics who are born again. But the sad business is that the Roman Catholic Church is preaching a work system, starting with baptism. Baptism is one of the seven sacraments. Even marriage is one of the seven sacraments.
Penance, confession.
Yeah, and you've got last rites.
Sure.
You need to do last rites before you die. And you've got all these different steps, and you're right, penance is another idea for repentance. You got to go to some man, and you tell this man your sins, and then he gives you a prescription to deal with your sins, which used to be, because I wrote my dissertation on this, in the early centuries, it was tough. They had a mourner's bench, and you might have to wait a year more before you could take communion again.
That's right. You had to work your way back up. Right?
And if you can't take communion, you can't go to heaven.
Exactly.
So,
and salvation is through the church,
right,
through the sacraments.
Only through the church. Right. Now, all that has changed. You know, in Trent, they anathematized anybody who's believed in justification by faith alone. Well, that's been put aside, too. Today, I don't think there's a huge difference between a Calvinist and a Catholic.
Even in, like, lordship churches, Calvinist churches that teach, you know, you got to do works to persevere. If you don't do works, there's believers in those churches, but they receive eternal life the same way. They've heard it, they believed it, but now they're in that church getting that bad teaching.
All right, now you're winding me up here, Ken.
Okay, I'm winding him up.
Here's the thing. Let me say this. I've met a lot of five-point Calvinists who came out of a free grace, a focused free grace background.
Oh, yeah.
They came to faith by faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from works, and then later they were introduced to Calvinism. Maybe it was in Bible college or seminary.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
it was through a friend. And now they're an apologist for Calvinism, but they used to be, they were solidly in the focused free grace camp.
On this Catholic issue, I just want to give you a true story in my own life. I was an Army chaplain, and I had a boss one time who traveled a lot. He flew a lot in our job, and he liked to read on the planes. And so he came to my office one day, and he says, "Hey, I'm flying." I forgot where he was flying. He goes, "Do you have something I could read?" I gave him Zane Hodges' book absolutely free. He came back a week later. He said, "This book is absolutely great." He goes, "I believe it. I believe what this man says.
Wow.
That eternal life is by faith alone."
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, if that's true, if he believed what Zane said, he was a believer.
Right.
Now, I don't know what he did with his Catholicism or anything else. Anyway, great question. This was from John. I don't know if, remember if we said that or not. But
And I think it was a stream of consciousness for this whole show. But the truth of the matter is we care about Roman Catholics. We care about Orthodox. And our encouragement to each of you is if you have a relative or a friend that believes in work salvation, pray for them and also talk to them about assurance, because they're going to lack assurance. And if you talk to them about assurance, it's a way to tell them about the giver and the gift. John 4:10-14.
And always
keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please join us for our next episode answering the question, does Acts 26 say that repentance is a condition for eternal salvation? That's next time, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.